I'm going to call to order the Alaska State Legislative Council. Today is April 3rd, 2014. It's about 7:30 in the morning. We're meeting in the House Finance Chambers in Juneau, Alaska. Madam Secretary, would you call our roll to establish a quorum?
Representative Chenault.
Here.
Representative Gruenberg. Representative Johnson. Representative Pruitt. Representative Stoltz. Representative Wilson. Senator Huggins.
Present.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Dunleavy.
Here.
Senator Egan.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Machicki.
Here.
Chair Hawker.
Present. That provides us a quorum to conduct business. I have two things on the agenda today. First is the Anchorage LIO, and as folks will remember, after a series of meetings, the council last met on March 17th of 2014 to consider two proposals. One was to introduce legislation that would consider authorizing AHFC to purchase the Anchorage LIO building. The other was to approve the next phase of the state capital seismic retrofit and exterior renovation project. And we previously had conducted presentations, discussion of both those items. We were ready for committee action, and the Senate President asked that we then delay for 7 working days so that Vice Chair Machicki and I could discuss the proposals with our respective memberships. At the end of that period, as folks will recall, the Senate again asked for a delay to have more time to think about the proposals. While I believe that the Anchorage LIO purchase speaks for itself on its own merits, I do recognize that the events of the past 2 weeks have proven that some legislators do not have time to become sufficiently comfortable with the proposal, and then especially in consideration that we are in the middle of the last waning 10 days of session here when other mission critical issues are competing strongly for everyone's attention. So with those considerations, I'm going to withdraw from consideration by this committee any further action on the proposed introduction of legislation that would approve AHFC's purchase of the Anchorage LIO building. So with that, that brings me to the item 3 on our agenda, which is the Alaska State Capitol Seismic Retrofit and Exterior Renovation Proposal. And I am going to turn to Senator Machicki to make a motion to approve that proposal as was discussed in detail at our last meeting and was outlined in the March 14 letter from Yenshin Yorbalat that we had on record at the last meeting. So with that, Senator Machicki, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, with your permission, before I make a motion, I do want to acknowledge your efforts in bringing the purchase proposal before the council. We asked, and you complied, and for that, I'm grateful. I hope we're grateful. And you know, you and I both joined this council this year for the first time and inherit a problem that has been kicked down the road for many years. I have did a little research with some trusty staff. I mean, we've got pages and pages of things that have happened. And what we've seen is that many of the folks that are kind of poking at the deals we're talking about today were associated with LIO deals of the past where they shrank away because of sticker shock. Because of the expense of continuing to operate in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. Anyway, meanwhile, costs were going up, leases were running out, and I think it's clear that none of us are comfortable with this, where we are. None of us are comfortable with this deal. It's expensive, but here are the facts, that LIO houses half the legislature for 3/4 of the year, 9 months of the year, in the area at the most expensive real estate in the state. It's expensive. If we want to do something different in the future, we can consider the expansive prairies of Midtown in which to relocate or smaller spaces, but where we are is where we are. And, you know, we stop the buck. It's politically expensive to be the place where the buck stops, but it's the right thing to do. And I very much appreciate your work at the council's request on this option to purchase the building. It's clear that we're very busy this session. Legislators are not comfortable with the amount of time they have to evaluate this purchase, so I support you taking it off the agenda at this time, and I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. With that, I move the Legislative Council authorize the Chair to enter into a contract with Dawson Construction Incorporated in the amount of $5,800,000 for the work during the 2014 construction season on the Alaska State Capitol Seismic Retrofit and Exterior Renovation Project, and to provide Council with a revised cost proposal to complete the remainder of the project at the end of the evaluation and exploratory work.
The question before the Council is the approval of the Dawson Construction Inc. contract for $5.8 million. Is there objection? Hearing see none, that contract stands approved. And so with that, that brings us to the end of our legislative business today. Go forth, fix the Capitol. I would note for folks that last weekend, while we had the photos taken out in front of the building, was it yesterday? How quickly time flies. Our building manager spent the weekend taking loose chunks of concrete off the parapets that were so loose that they had a very real chance of falling and hitting someone while we were taking that picture. And so, and Jeff's got a 5-gallon bucket full of them sitting down in his office. So I would, again, thank you very kindly for thinking about the safety of the legislature and the effort you did to make sure that that photograph occurred without an injury to anyone. So with that, let's go forward and fix the Capitol. Thank you. The meeting stands adjourned.